You're holding the new perek here, Daf Kuf Lamed. Here, Mishnah says, Hazroya v'alachayayim v'yakeva. These are the three things that you have to give to a kohen. It's called matnas kuna. On every animal, any regular behemoth chulin, so every Jew has to give away the zroya, that's the shoulder of the animal, v'alachayayim, that's the cheeks, the two cheeks, v'yakeva, and the stomach. So the Mishnah says, Noigim Boretz of Chutzlorets. Whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, whether you live in America, Chutzlorets, you have a chiyuv to give this to the Matnas Kuna, to a Kain. Befnei Abayis, Bezman, we have the base of Midishin Shle Befnei Abayis, even Bezman is there. There's a mitzvah to give these things to the Kain. Ba'chulin, with a regular behema, chulin, Avloi b'mugdoshim. It does not apply to a korban. By a korban, you do not have to give the Zroyim Lechayim Vekhev, let's say the korban Shlomim, you do not have to give it to the Kain. Because really, Shoyi B'din, the Svarah should have been Oma'im HaChulin, Madach Bayit Hemes Chulin, She'enon Chayovim B'chazo V'sheik. You don't have the Chiyiv to give, let's say, the breath and the thigh to the Kohen. Like by Korban Shlomim, there's a portion of the Kohanim, which is the Chazo and the Sheik. So by regular Behemes Chulin, you don't have to give that to a Kohen. Still, Chayovim B'matonos Yimuchuyiv, though, to give the shoulder and the cheeks and the stomach, if so kodeshim by korban, let's say by korban shlomim, shechayovim bechazov v'sheik, there is a mitzvah to give the breast and the thigh to the kohen. So really, ain't a din, isn't it a svara to say shechayovim b'matonis, that you should also have a chiv on every korban, a korban shlomim even, to give the zroya lechayim and the kevah to the kohen. On this Talmud Amar, the pasuk says the eten oisam liyarin akoin lebonov. Only what the pasuk is talking about when it says v'yeten loy v'yeten oisam. Rashi says v'chazo v'shoiksiv. This is talking about a korban, that by korban shlomim the pasuk says you have to give the chazo, the breast and the thigh, to the kohen. Says mashma oisam. Rashi says miutehu. It means only this chazo v'shoik in. You only have to give a korban shlomim only the breast and the thigh to the kohen. But v'loy dover achar, you do not have to give the zroy l'chayim v'keva. So by a korban, you don't have to give these matanas to the kohen. But by regular behemoth chulin, you would have to. So it's a question to the man of zeh. Has anybody eat the cheeks or the tongue? It's a question the tongue should also be part of the matnas kuna. I think they say the pshat is that it belongs to a goy. The chiv matnas kuna is only if the animal belongs completely to a Jew. Usually today, there's always shutfis that the goyim own the animals. We only like buy off the animal the kosher part of a genit, but the rest of the animal or the before, it belongs to the guy. So therefore there's no chiv matonis today. But if a Jew owns his own animal and shechs it, he has a chiv to give the shoulder and the cheeks and the keva to the kain. Yeah, now the Mishnah says right, kol hakodeshim, any korban, shekodam mum kavua lagdeshim, that before you went to be makdeshit, there was a mum kavua. So in other words, this animal is not fit to be a real korban or kedushas haguf. It's only chal then a kedushas damin, like you only meant to give the value of it to hegdish. And then v'niftu, then you appoint, you redeem it, you want to use, like you pay the value of it to hegdish. So lochu is chayovim bebuchayra. When this animal gives birth, the first one it gives birth to, it has a kedushas bechayra on it. Over matonis, and when you shech this animal, you have a chiyuv to give the zroy lechayim the kevah to the kain. When you poured this animal, the pshat is it never had a kedushas aguf. It was never fit to be a korban. So it's never chal kedushas aguf. Therefore, when you redeem it now, it goes out completely lechulin, lehigodve, that you'll have to shear off the wool, or lahave, you'll have to work with it. We'll soon see lafuka the other way, we'll soon see. And v'lodon v'cholvon muta, you'll have to have a nor from its fetus, from the baby it has, or from the korban, from the milk of it. It's all muta. After you poider it, you're allowed to use it like regular chulin. And therefore, be ashecht and bachutz potter. If somebody shechts this behemoth outside, he's potter even before he's poider it. If somebody shechts it outside, he's potter because it doesn't have any kedusha saguf. Yeah. Now, and also, v'yeinos and tamura, this animal cannot make tamura because it doesn't have kedusha saguf. V'yemeso, let's say it dies. If you have to, still you have a right to be appointed to redeem it, because it only has a kedushas domim, nothing more. Chutz min ha-bechor u min ha-maisa. The only animal is different if it's, the animal itself was a bechor or the animal itself was a mitzvah, then the locher is, even though it has a mum on it, it still has its kedusha until you poider it. And then you could use it only like regular balimumim sheniftu. But a bechor and a maisa, they have the kedusha on it. Rashi says, chus bechor and a maisa, the yaflagam, even though shekod the mum lehegedation, there was a balimum on it first, chalalem kedusha gemur lechol devrayim, elajoshen, did not kosher mikorov. The bechor goes by, the bechor Rashi says, berechem talarachmon, it came out of the mother, the womb first. Let's make a difference whether it's a tam or whether it's a balimum, it has its kedusha. Just if it's a tam, it's korv, it's a balmum, it's nechul akayin. Yeah. And Rashi says, a maisa bei menami, ksib bei hu asiri yi akaydish, that lo yivake bein toiv l'ra, means toiv haino toiv, ra haino balmum. Even though the animal has a balmum, still by maisa, when you count it to number 10, the 10th one is kodesh, even though it's a balmum. And that one, if it has a balmum, it can't be makrovit, but has the kedusha on it yet. Now the Mishnah says, v'chol, what about other korbanos? V'chol shekodem hekdeshin es mumen. That person you makdish is being made for korbanos, the korban shlomim, it was chal the kedusha, and for later a balmum came upon it. Or mum oiver koydim hekdeshin. Was even before you makdish, it only had a mum that's going to pass by. It had a cut that will heal up. So in such a case, it does not stop the kedusha. It's chal the kedusha saguf on it. Now, so once the kedusha was chal, uliyachem mikam later, nerled lehem mum kavua. Later was chal like a regular mum kavua on the behemah. The niftu then somebody's poider it. This is called regular kodshim. It came about mum she niflu that you were poider. The locher is pturim in abachera. Let's say if it's a male female, so it's even though it has a kid later, the first one, it has the kedushas bechor on it. When you shech this psula mekdashim, there's no mitzvah to give it to a kain. V'yeinim yoytzim lechulin, and it doesn't, even when you do redeem it, it's not completely chulin lihigozeis. You have no right to shear off the wool for lehevad by psula mekdashim. You have no right to work with them, and v'lodun v'chel benosa, the baby that it has or the milk that it has, it's also it, you only have a heter to eat it. That's all the ochlo. But you have no right to do work with it or to shear off the wool. Liacha to join them after you are paid to this. But also liacha to join after to join it's still also all these things. Vashrech to machutz. If somebody shecht is machutz chayiv, it's like a chayiv. Rashi could appreciate Liel. Bedukin shebayin because you're talking about that only had a mum of bedukin shebayin. It was only like a split in its eye according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. So therefore, before you put it, if you shecht it outside, you be chayiv, has this kedusha on it. And also, v'yaisin tamura, it makes tamura this behemoth. Yeah, and v'yameisu yikru, if it dies, then you can't be poyder anymore. These things, you can't be poyder once they die. So lochra, then you'll have to bury it. Rashi says, oi mishum, either mishum, the bina mod of a rocha has to be standing to make a mod of a rocha, oi mishum, the impoidness of kachim, machin mukhlovim. Since it's dead, it's in the veil, you can't eat it. So you want to be poided just to give it to the dogs, you have no right to be poided to give it to the klavim. So therefore, you can't be poided written, and therefore, it's yikru, you have to bury it. Yeah. That's what Moses says. Time with the cause of Rachmon Oysam. Why do we say by Korban? There's no mitzvah smatnes kuna v'zro l'chayim v'keiva. Because the Pesach says, Oysam, one of the chazor v'shoik. Ho'alav hocha without this, how many I would have thought to say? Kodshim chayyavim b'matonis, yes. You have a chiyav to give the zroi v'lechayim v'keiva v'korban shlomim. Samara says, no, ikla mifra, I could ask a question. Where do you want to learn it out from? From chulin. I'll ask you a question, ma lo chulin shekein chayyavim b'bechayra. A regular behem is chulin, its first born has kdushas b'chor on it. Mashenken by korban, even its first born has no kdushas b'chor. Since it has no kedushas b'chor, maybe there's no matonis of zroi l'chayim v'keiva. Tzmur says teisim ischorim, all the way out from ischorim, chulin, a male chulin, that there also that there's no kedushas b'chor on a zohor, can't give birth, and still so by korban for sure this should be the mitzvah. Tzmur says no mal ischorim of chulin shekein chiyovim bereishis hageiz. A locher is when you shear off the wool, so you have to give reishis hageiz, you have to give this matanos to a kain. Learn the parak later about this, exactly how much wool, how much you have to shear off to give to the kain. by Kolpon is the mitzvah Reishis Hageis. Rashi says Kol Hashana Kishu Geis is Soinoi Nois Lekayim Dovam Uit, like we'll have later on. So this you don't have by a korban, you only have this by a chulin. Samura says Mitayoshim from goats. Rashi says Tiyoshim Schorim, goats, male goats. Aimbim doesn't have loy b'chorub l'reishis hageis, doesn't have any wool. A goat doesn't have wool. Samura says no. Malita Yoshim Shekei Nichnosn Dilus Asab Akoponim is the mitzvah of Maise Beima. And once it's Korbin, there's no din Maise Beima on it. Samura says Miskeinim. Learn now from an older one, some older ones, that they don't have Maise Beima because we've already taken Maise Beima from them already. Samura says no. Malis Keinim Shekei Nichnosn Dilus Asab, same thing. Even Skeinim also. Monashach, either you took it from already, or you can still take. Rashi is Malas Kenan, Tayoshim is Kenan Chulun, Bedinu, Shechim, and Tonish, Kenoch, and Lassaser. Because still, there's a Pasha Maisa Behemo. Either was taken already, or you can still take it now. But by Kotchim, there's no Maisa Behemo, maybe there's no Matnas Kuna. Gemara says, Milakuach, the Yosem. I'll learn it from a case where you bought a Behemo Chulun of somebody else. So there's no Mitzvah Maisa Behemo. Yeah. If you buy 10 taloyim from the shuk, you pota. It's only what grows in what's born by you. Its mother died when it was born. So more we had also the Amr Bashechit, pota v'maisa behemah, it's pota v'maisa behemah, they didn't roy l'kadish. It can't have any Kedusha. Since it's not right to have Kedusha, it has no Maisa Behemah either. That's a Yosem. At the same time it was born, its mother died. So these two have no Dechulin, they have no Reishis Hageis Zohar, and they have no Maisa Behemah. So I learned out Kotchim and Kavachim from these two. So Moshe says, no. Malu Lakech V'Yosem Shkenich Nosem B'mino L'dir L'Shaser. Even though they themselves can, but another type of an animal like its type, whether it's a tayish, whether it's a goat or not, doesn't make a difference. But this type does go in l'dir l'saser. So again, there's some difference here. That the min of it, the goats of it, do have maisa behema. Samara says, the min in karmat, the Samara says, yes, the question about the min, that it has a shame goat on it, is so kochim nami. Any type of a korban, you made it from an animal. Now that animal, that min, that species, also has maisa behemah to it. So if I learn out kochim from a yosem and from a lakuach. Now this here. So that's pshat. Without the posik, I would have thought to say that kochim is a kal v'choim, it's chayiv and zrev l'chayim v'keva. I would learn it out from a lakuach and from a yosem. The command from the pasuk no osam oisam that a korban is only mechuyev in the sheik and the chazor and nothing else. Yeah, nothing more says it. So now let's say the opposite way. V'yehulin chayov in the chazor v'sheik. I should say now that a behemoth chulin should be chayev v'chazor v'sheik mekal v'choyma. Or ma kochim shein chayov in b'matonis. Ma the kochim is not chayev v'zor lechay mekeva. Still chayov v'chazor v'sheik. If so, chulin, a behemoth chulin, which is shechayovim b'matonis, on a behemoth chulin, you have the mitzvah to give the zerah l'chayim v'keva to the kohen. Is there been isn't it a sfora to say shechayovim b'chazor v'shoyk? There should be a chiyuv on every behemoth chulin also to give the breast and the thighs to the kohen. On this, on the quote, the pasuk says no. The zeyia mishpat hakahanim, zein midachrin eloi, says this and nothing else. Rashi says the matonas chulin. It says ze yid the dov means dov is ze noy bchulin. We talk about the chazot, the zroyel chayim vekevo. Only these things, ze only these things, you have to give and nothing else. Samar says el time of the kosher rachmon is ze. Why do we say that a behemoth chulin is no mitzvah of the chazot b'shoyk? Because pasuk says ze. Olaf Hoch, the Postic Munta said the word Zer, Haramina, I would have thought to say, Chulin Chayov Mechazov Eshek. You want to tell me then that even a behemoth Chulin wouldn't have the Chiv to give the thigh and the breast to the Kayin? So, my question, why? I've a boy Tnufa. But the Chazal B'Shoy, the Torah says, the parasha of Tenufa, it says that you have to lift it up and wave it, and that you don't do by behemoth or chulin. The Rashi says, the Chazal B'Shoy, Ksir Tenufa Fnei Hashem, you have to lift it up in front of Hashem. So how could you do it? More, it's a question. Hechlin linufino. How could you lift it up? Iavroi, if you do it outside, like it's a behemoth chulin, you can't bring it inside. So if you do it chutz le'azorah, the pasuk says no, lifnei Hashem ksir, it has to be in front of Hashem. Mashmi, you have to make the tnuf in front of Hashem, and here you don't have it. Elumai wat e gavoi. Maybe you do it when it's outside. You'll let the behemoth stand outside, and you'll lift it up there. If a bimara e agavoi come. The agavoi means inside. E first one, e abroi means outside. Says the flesh has to be inside. E agavoi elumai, bring it inside. And can bring the behemoth chul inside. So what says no, that you can't do either. Komaya chun lazori, bring it in chun lazora. You're not allowed to. Rashi says, midid lo yisave b'sora gavoya, you're not allowed to bring it inside the azora. So that's why, so chura behemus chun without a postik cannot have the chazor b'shoik. Hilkach lo yefsha. So pshita, there's no mitzvah to give it by behemus chun. If so, el zeh lomli, what only the postik to say zeh, only the zeh l'chaim mekev, like what else? So Mora says, l'kir rabchid, l'inif rabchid is halacha. The Yom Rav Chiz says Hamazik Matnes Kuna. If somebody is Mazik, the Matnes Kuna means before you give it to a Kohen, you throw it into the fire or you throw it into the Yam, you Mazik it. Or else somebody comes and eats it. Like you have this Royal L'Chaim V'Kev, you set aside, you want to give it to a Kohen, and either the owner or somebody else comes and eats it or and Mazik it. So Lachor is Potom L'Shalem. He's Potom from paying back. That's Rav Chizda's halacha. Now, Gufa, what did we just learn? Omer Rav Chizda says, Hamazik matnas kuna, somebody's mazik it, you burn it. Or Yishochlan potem ulishalim. My time, what's the reason? Why should it be potluch? Or you mazik somebody, why don't you have to pay? See, boy, said one teretziv, the chziv zeh. Says the posik zeh, Rashi says, the mashma b'yodim kayomis, chayib litnon. When do you have a chiv to give it to the kohen? When it's here. Avulainan kayoma, let's say something happened, it was not here anymore, you were mazik, you ate it, lechayev akosa ben tashlum, the Torah doesn't say you have to pay. That's the mitzvah of zeh. Zeh means the mitzvah is only when it's here. If it's not here for any reason, then you don't have to worry about paying it. That's one reason of Rav Chizda. V'yiboyis name, another teretz is, mishum dehevel lein momim shein loy toivim. It's called momim shein loy toivim. Rashi says, ein loy bailim. There's no owner to claim the money. Any coin that will come to the mazik, come to the bailam, he has a right to say, listen, I wouldn't have given it to you, I would have given it to somebody else. So there's no coin, there's no owner that could come and claim it. But since there's no toivim, that's why you part it from pain. That's a slow roll of momen shein le toivim. Thomas question. Maybe we have a question. It says, v'zeyiyah mishpat hakahanim. This is the mishpat hakahanim. Malamid Shah Matonis Din. They say this that you have to give this Rav Chaim the Kev, you have to give the Matonis, it's called the Din. Rashi says Dayinon Nizakin. Dayonim anazakin lem loitzim with the Yonim. Means Bezin, the force of the Khan, the Yisraelim, to give it to the Kain. So who Alma, what do we see? Rashi says, Kain Rishinatai, the Maitim Yodai. The first Kain that comes and says, give it to me, you'll have to give it to him. And so it's a Kashan of Chizdu, he says, Matnes Kuna Yipota. Because ein le toivim, why is ein le toivim? Here we dash in Malamed Shamaton is din. So versus Lamai here, so what do you mean to say it's a din? Lav doesn't mean to say loitzim b'dayonim. That if a bezdin would, if a kohen would come to bezdin and say, I want this Yisrael to give me his matonis, he would have to. You see the chur, it's a din. It is called yesh le toivim. So versus says, no, that's not what it means. It means lecholkon b'dayonim. That's all it just means. To divide them up. Rashi says, dayonim oimu lo li Yisrael. Lezeh tein hamatonis shu chover v'yatitin lezeh shu amamoritz. Just mean Bezdin sometimes will tell you to which type of a coin you should give it to and to which not. Or could Rav Shmuel ba Nachmeni, the Yomer Rav Shmuel ba Nachmeni Omer Rav Yenisin, minan, how do I know to say shei noisnin matona l'koin amoritz? You know that I give a matona to a coin that's an amoritz. She never, the Pesach says v'ayoyim l'om l'yoshvi Yushalayim Lothes monas lekahanim ululavim laman yichosku b'teres Hashem. Supposed to give them matonis nura, they'll be mechazikin teres Hashem. So we dash in Kol ha-machzik b'toras Hashem, any kohen that's a machzik, that's a tamar chochem, that does the mitzvahs, yesh loy monas. He's the one he's supposed to give the matana to. But for shein ha-machzik b'toras Hashem, a kohen that's a machzik b'toras Hashem, ain't loy monas, he doesn't get a portion. So that's the pshat in his posuk of zeh. That means the Yon and Bezdin tells you which kohen to give it to and which kohen not to give it to. There are different halachas, which one yes, which one not. So it says, Tosh Shema, come here. It says, Yehudi ben Besai Roimer, Mishpat, the Pasuk says, Malam, it comes to teach us, Sheha Maton is Din. That the Maton is called the Din. Again, Yoch Laibur has not to say, Afilu Chazov is Shoy Din, that even the Chazov is also called the Din. That's not the matanos of the chum, that's matanos of the korbin. Tamlom says the word zeh, no, only the matanos of chum, of zroyim, of chayim, of kei, but that's called din, and not chazov v'sheik. That's what this verse says. Now let's see, lemay, what are we talking about? You learn if you want to tell me lechoy, lechol koi, to teach us which koi we should give it to, lechol koi v'dayonim. So what should be the difference? Oto chazov v'sheik la v'dayonim nechleku. Like, doesn't also tell you who you should give the maton of the chazor b'shoik of the korban to? It also has to only be to a chosh of a kohen, not to an amoritz. So how could you make a difference? El olav isn't it talking about this bris to this din that was saying that maton is have a din to it loitzir b'dayonim, meaning if a kohen comes and claims it, Bezdin would give it to him. So this halach is only by the zroi b'chayim b'keva by a korban, by a chumin, and not by a korban. But again, the kashrus you see here by behemoth chulin, it's a din that we have a right, business right to go collect it. So Mercer's back now again. We're talking about over here the osu liyodu. We're talking about now that the kohen received it already. It already came to the kohen. Rashi says, "Oh, asking the osu liyodu the kohen." The yachakach gozlem. Then somebody else stole it from the kohen later. So that's called real moment sheishkoy toivim. Because once the kohen was zeicher in it already, it's mamishes. That's what the verse was on over here. So Marasavim asking the Yosli Yodi. So Marasavim question, no, Yidi Yosli Yodi, if the Yisrael already gave the matana to the Kayin, so Marasavim question, Malamein, what do you have to tell me for? Pshita, of course it is. The Vada says, it is, why not? So Marasavim says, the Chiddush is, the Yosli Yodi b'tevlayu. So about that the Yisrael gave it to him when it was still like Tevel. Yeah, they didn't take off the Truma Samaisis yet. So they were loved after by our Matonis here, even by Truma. So, the Yosef did die but of Layu. Oksover Haitano, that Matonis, Shaloi Humu, is Kimi Shuma Damian. Even though you weren't Mafish Truma yet, it's considered like it was taken off already. Rashi says, Kimi Shuma Dami, Vizocha Ben Be Matonis, Sheshovim Lacholakanim. Mehani Sechia Im Kodem Abachazov Vishok Einu El Yeste Beisav Lemhani. That's the Chiddush here. Could even be by the Zerubah Chaim Vekeva. Let's say Yisrael gave the whole animal to the Kohen, or the Kohen took the whole animal, so he has no right to keep it. He only eventually has the right to get the Zerubah Chaim Vekeva. That's the Chiddush, that even though he gave it to him but to Vlai when it was all together, still this Kohen is Zerubah it already. Mashenkin by the Zroya Valachayai, by the Chazor Vishok, which is that's not. By the Chazor Vishok, Enema Luyesa Beisav, only belongs to that Beisav, to nobody else. Yeah. So that's the Chiddush over here. That when the Kohen received the Bitiflayu, it wasn't separated yet, still he has a right to keep it. Toshma, come in here. Says Bal Habayis, Shoye Oiver Mimokam Lamokam. While the bus is traveling from place to place, Oiver Mimokam Lamokam. V'tzarech lito leket shechopeya ma'isaroni, and like he doesn't have money, he's traveling now, he's on the road, and it's, he has nothing to eat, he's like a poor man. Rashi says, Balabayas that really wasn't Osher, he was a rich man at home. Sha'ivim makla makam, so lito v'nisal mazonis, now on the road, he doesn't have any money with him. So now he has a right to take leket shecho like other aniyim, since right now he's called an oni. So that's called Balabayas, Sha'ivim that was traveling from place to place. The Tzorach Litl, he has to take Leket Shechoteya, or Ma'is Roni. So Michael, he has a right to take it now. Okle Sheyach, so when he comes back home, so then Yishalom will have to pay back, because when he gets back home, then he's called rich, he'll have to pay back. So Rashi says, Alma, what do you see? Komidi Dechai Barachmona Lemeisav Le'aniyim, Habo Rishin Yochlo Tzeveyei, Fuadin Lamatanas Kruna. Kuyisiyah, the first owner, he has the right to take it. So it says when he comes back, he has to pay back. Who do you have to pay back to? Someone said the first owner that comes to you. So you see, like by Matnes Aniyim, it is called Yesh Letovim. So who are the Matnes Kuma? Divrei Rebbe Elazar. So most Omer Chizu says no. Midas Chasidus Shanukan Yikra Din Yipota. It's only if you're chosid you pay back, because otherwise it's called Mamin Shen Letovim. It's only you miss the Chasidus to pay back. Chizu Shanukan Omer Rova. Tona Toni Yishalim. No, the Brisa says you have to pay back. You're telling me this chassidus doesn't make sense. Shonakan, it's not meant to be this chassidus. It's mashu mikodin. You have to pay back. That's one question. For yoit, secondly, midi Rebbe Lezer, leikum v'leisav. Like, what is the question from Rebbe Lezer for? He's only a yochid. What is the question from him? Rashi misav midi Rebbe Lezer kamosiv. The question is, do you think we're asked the question from Rebbe Lezer that you have to mitzin lemeim of Rebbe Chizda Mishani Yolo Midas Chasidus Shonakan? No, we're asked the question from the Rabbonin. Verses like this: when Elam the Rabbonin Moisiv Yolo Mishani Rebbe Chizda, yeah. So Moses says rather, the Elam the Rebbe Lezer, the Lake of Lisla, why is Kasha from Rebbe Lezer? Should have brought a proof from the Rabbonin. So there's no Kasha. Eli rather me safe. We're asking a question from the safest like this. The safer says like this. No, at the time when he went around collecting, he was an oni. So at that time he had a right to eat it. So if he has a right to keep it, he doesn't have to, even when he comes home and he's rich again, he doesn't have to pay back. But he gives why time in the oni who? Only because he was poor at that time. If he was rich at the time and he took it, Mishalim, he has to pay back the money to the aniim. Question is, am I? Why? Let it be the same thing like Rechid said before. If you're mazik, matnas kun, you should be potter. So how come over here, if you're mazik, the matnas anim, do you say you have to pay back? Let it be like you're mazik, matnas kun, or oishochlam, or you eat it. And the straw before was you're potter from paying, because it's called momim, shen letayv, nobody could ask you for it. So it should be the same thing here by Niyim also. There's no one to come and ask you for it. Whoever wants it, you always start, give it to somebody else. So on this, Omer Chizuk, Chizuk says, Erechnami, Midas Chasidus Shonokan. It's only Midas Chasidus to say that if you were an Osher, you'd have to pay back. Because Mikra didn't, even though you were an Osher at that time, you would not have to pay back. Because it's called a Momin Shein L'Tovim. Even though you're not supposed to take the Leket Shechem Paya, but if you did take it, it's the same aloch of Yimazik, Matnes Kuna, that you put with the same aloch of Yemazik Matnes Aniyim, also you'll be potter. It's only Midas Chasidus to pay back. Tashima, come in here, it says, Minayim had we know the Balabayis. She'ochol peiros of tefolin. The Balabayis eats his peiros when it's still tevel. Yeah. Let's say he ate it, the story is he's stealing the matonis. So it says like this, the same thing a levi shochol ma'isres tefolim yed is ma'isa rishon without first taking off trumas ma'isa. Minayin, how do we know to say shepotim min hateshlumim that the potter from paying back to kain the truma that they ate? Tamlam, the pasuk says lo yichalu es kotshe bnei Yisrael asher yirimu is ein lechobem elam mishas harom aviyelch. The kanim only have a right to receive it after harom, after they received it. But if somebody was mazik it from them before they received it, they're potter. Mashma ho mishas harom v'yelech mi mishalim. But it's mashmi though that once you are mafresh it though, once you set aside this to be truma, and then somebody is mazik it, then you would have to pay. The question is again, am I? Lehevi kemazik matnas kuna shoklan. Let it be like stamp somebody's mazik matnas kuna v'chidus as yipotter. See, also even after the Yisrael was mafresh the truma, why if he eats it? Is he chayav to pay if he burns his mazik? Why is he chayav to pay? It should also be called mamim shein letovim. So Mar says in Chanami, Yochanami, also the yosli yada b'tavlayu. We're talking about now that he already received the kain, received it already when it was still tevel. Oksav the stan holds again. Haytana matana shlohum kamishu madami. It's called kamishu madami. So it's considered already like the kain really received it already. So it's his. Therefore, once it's his, now somebody eats it, somebody's mazik at the bottle, will have to pay back the kain. But otherwise, Enechlami, before it belongs to the Kohen, Enechlami, that's the halacha that Matnes Kuna and Matnes the Truma is called, or Matnes Aniyim, it's called Mam Shem Letovim. Therefore, if somebody's Mazakit, it'll be Potter from paying back. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here.